Mary D, thanks very much for being here with us again today.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking a little bit about what's going on at the Bessie Spohr Butterfly Garden, and there's going to be some major work being done there, a little bit of a project that's been in the works. So I just want to give you a chance to go ahead and talk a little bit about what's going to be happening.
Thank you. I'd like to. Because of all of the heavy rains we've had the last 2 years, and over a period of time, the main natural waterway in the garden and the hospital grounds are the top, or kind of the head, of the Commentine watershed. And with all these heavy rains and the 10 years of construction that's been going on out there with the retention pond on the bottom on the hospital grounds, the pond has silted in. We have in the garden the cattails and invasive plants have multiplied and just caused real drainage problems for the whole area. John Gotta came out from the hospital, came out to the garden while we were there working one day, and asked if there was something that we could do in the garden for help, because the water was backing up into the hospital. It was not flowing through properly. That was the start, and that was in January of 2011. Since the maintenance had not been done prior, and it was very, very distractive and destructive in there. And we are a nonprofit. The Knoxville Federated Garden Club is a nonprofit organization. And like we have said in the past, our garden gala, which we just had, which was a very nice success, is our main fundraiser. There was not enough funds there to fix the garden the way it needed to be done and to really apply help. So we applied a grant from the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation, which we received. That has really helped us, and we are going forward with it with the hospital. And it will be started most any time.
And so that will help fix a lot of those drainage issues, both having to do with the garden and having to do with the hospital, and help out a lot in that area.
Correct. What's going to be happening is at the top of it in the hospital grounds, they're going to create a bioswell, which will be planted with more natural plants, and that will go, and a tile be ran through the garden, and that will be area will become a, what they call an enhanced rain garden, which will provide the drainage on down into the retention pond, which the hospital is also going to change and clean up. Everything sounds very nice if it all gets falling into place. It should take care of our water problems. The whole middle of the in the garden part will be, like I say, an enhanced rain garden, and so it will all be cleaned out and the tile put in, and it will just help us with the plots because they were being flooded.
Sure.
And that part will be more of a rock area, but there will be some plants in it too, but it will just make the water drain properly.
All right. And really, too, we talk a lot about Bessie Spohr and your guys' obvious involvement and dedication, the garden clubs, that is, dedication to the garden. And it's a vital part of what you do, and it's kind of, I mean, people, a lot of people know it's a vital part of what Knoxville is, too. A lot of people have come to the Bessie Spohr before.
Yes, they have. And we have a... In last year, we started a flyer for the garden, just for the garden, and we have sent that all over the state to all the welcome centers, and we've been passing that out. And a gentleman from Nebraska was traveling through Iowa, stopped at the Northern Welcome Center, picked up one of our flyers, took it home, and we have 2 busloads of his Nebraska Garden Club that are coming the end of June. So we hope this project gets finished for them. And it's drawing all kinds of people from around the state.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today before we wrap up about this project or what's going to be happening in general?
Just like to thank the community for being involved. And we also have the Natural Resource Conservation Service involved in helping with us. And Harv Sprafka has been a very instrumental in getting us all together, and we Couldn't have done this project without him. And thanks for the community.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Mary D.
Thank you for having me.